taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Are you ready?
The Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one. Are you ready?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Taco Man Grill on Fisherman's Wharf in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am Johnny Taco, and I welcome you to my grill, folks. For the next 2 hours, when I say grill, we'll talk a little sports, but we put people on the grill here. That's why we grill them a bit. If you want to be part of the mix, we've got a toll-free phone line open all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We've also got the guilt-free drunk text line. That's right. If you're drunk, you don't want to sound like a fool on the radio. I understand. Here's the text line. You ready to go? 415-275-1613. That's the slow drunk text line. Right for you. One more time. 415-275-1613. LeVar Ball will be here. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. Manny Pacquiao got licked by a stamp. And Zach Attack Young, how was the president's actions this week?
I'll use the term the president is accustomed to. You're fired.
Ooh, interesting. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Taco Man Show live on the left coast from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Republicans are frantically working behind closed doors to win over enough votes for their health care bill in the Senate, giving themselves a deadline of tomorrow to get a deal done. But there's at least one big thing making that difficult: the fact that the president doesn't seem to know anything about health care. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Donald Trump's first 5 months in office have been mostly a series of setbacks, from record low approval ratings to a rapidly escalating special counsel investigation to the unraveling of his signature health care bill. But that hasn't stopped him from already looking forward to 2020 and benefiting himself financially in the process.
President Donald Trump is kicking off his 2020 reelection fundraising. Last night, he held an event at his Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C.
It's conflict of interest in terms of the money's going to his company.
He has not yet hit the six-month mark of his presidency, and now the first big hotel ballroom kind of fundraiser to, as our Jeff Zeleny was reporting, to according to Republican sources, to ward off a potential primary challenger, at least say, hey, I'm not going anywhere.
You know things are bad when 5 months into your presidency, you have to tell people, hey, I'm not going anywhere. That's like hearing a couple is renewing their vows a month after the wedding. It's like, ooh, who cheated on who? Also, how much more obvious can Trump be about the fact that he's scamming us? He's holding a high-dollar fundraiser at his own hotel. When he does leave office, he's definitely stealing stuff from the White House.
What, this? No, I brought this with me. This is my bust of Abraham Lincoln.
So Trump is already focused on 2020, and I guess in a way it makes sense because he loves running for president, but he hates being president. And the reason he hates it is it's hard, as evidenced by the fact that the signature legislation of his presidency so far, the GOP health care bill, is one of the most unpopular pieces of legislation in recent history. In fact, multiple polls have come out this week on the Senate bill, and each one somehow manages to be even worse than the last.
NPR, PBS NewsHour, Marist poll. Overall, 17% of Americans support the Senate Republican plan.
The polling out today on this bill is absolutely terrible for Republicans. 16% of Americans, according to Quinnipiac.
A USA Today poll, 12% approval of this bill from the Senate.
12%. His health care bill is an iPhone in a horror movie. It's going to hit zero, and everyone is going to die. In fact, the bill is so unpopular that Trump is now at the point where he's promising a twist ending. Trump met with the World Series champion Cubs at the White House yesterday, and for some reason, he felt the need to interrupt those festivities and make a vague announcement about the health care bill.
And just to do a little official business, health care is working along very well. We could have a big surprise with a great health care package. So now they're happy.
What do you mean by a big surprise, sir?
I think you're going to have a great, great surprise. It's going to be great. Thank you very much.
Because that's what you want when it comes to healthcare. Surprises. Surprise! That's not your x-ray. This is your x-ray. And yes, that's a sponge I left in there. Double surprise! But if the Cubs found themselves in the unenviable position of standing awkwardly next to Trump while he rambled on about healthcare, they maybe should have taken their cues from Cubs pitcher Carl Edwards Jr., who skipped the meeting. Asked what he would do in D.C. instead of meeting the president, Edwards says, I'm trying to go see, like, the dinosaur museum. So apparently, he went to the Senate. Woo! Bravo! The Grumposaurus. Now, you may be asking, how did the GOP healthcare bill get so unpopular? Well, aside
from the actual real-world consequences, which would be devastating for millions of people. There's also the fact that the president himself, the most visible supporter of the bill, has never been able to articulate a convincing case for it. Now, he's very clear on how he feels about Obamacare. It's a disaster. We need to repeal it. But every time Trump talks about his bill, he uses the vaguest terms possible and seems at a loss to describe what any of it actually means. Here's Trump yesterday at a roundtable event at the White House. Listen to the utter lack of actual details.
We're talking about a great, great form of health care. We are looking at a health care that would be a fantastic tribute to our country, a health care that will take care of people finally for the right reasons and also at the right cost. And what also came out is the fact that this health care would be so good, would be far better than Obamacare, and would be much less expensive for the people, and actually much less expensive also for the country. So those are a lot of good factors. I think this has a chance to be a great health care.
He sounds like a high school student who didn't read the book, or have the book, or know how to read. In fact, Trump ally, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, admitted yesterday that Trump is incapable of grasping the policy details, saying someone else should come up with an argument in favor of the GOP health care bill and then explain it to Trump. Gingrich told the AP, Trump will be able to repeat it with enormous effectiveness once somebody translates it. Great. You know, just make sure that if you let him out of his cage, all the windows are closed. In fact, as Trump has started to get more involved in the healthcare negotiations, more reports have started to leak about just how little Trump understands about the issue of healthcare and the specifics of the GOP bill.
According to the Weekly Standard, several senators who have spoken with the president about the legislation describe an executive with little apparent understanding of the basic principles of the reforms and virtually no understanding of the details. The Washington Post reports that in private conversations on Capitol Hill, the president is often not taken seriously.
Oh, really? Congress doesn't take Trump seriously? I wonder why.
I'm president. Can you believe it?
No. No. They can't. Just take one basic detail of the bill, which is that it repeals most of Obamacare's taxes, resulting in more than $600 billion in tax breaks, mostly for wealthy families. Senators apparently raised that issue during a White House meeting with Trump this week, but according to the senators who were present at the meeting, Trump seemed to have no idea what they were talking about.
A senator who supports the bill left the meeting at the White House with a sense that the president did not have a grasp of some basic elements of the Senate plan.
Watching this president try to negotiate a complex piece of legislation is like playing Call of Duty with your grandmother. Which one is me? Why can't I go that way? Oh, no, they're shooting at us. Trump apparently did not like that story because he lashed out at the Times on Twitter, writing, some of the fake news media likes to say that I am not totally engaged in healthcare. Wrong. I know the subject well and want victory for U.S. If you know the subject well, you know the goal isn't victory. It's good healthcare.
I know baseball very well and want many touchdowns for our team.
Also, anytime Trump shouts or says wrong, it's a classic tell that what he's being accused of is accurate. Remember.
Donald supported the invasion of Iraq.
Wrong.
That is absolutely
wrong.
Proved over and over again.
Wrong. The action.
He leaned into the mic like he was calling someone's number at KFC.
Number 52, 12-piece. Extra crispy. Oh, wait, that's mine. I ordered that.
In fact, Trump is so in the dark about the actual details of the health care bill that when he meets with GOP senators, he's apparently adopted the tack of just agreeing with everyone, even if they want drastically different things. For example, there are conservatives like Rand Paul who want the bill to go further in rolling back Obamacare, and moderates like Susan Collins who want it to be more generous. And yet, as Politico reports, both left this week's Obamacare repeal meetings with Trump thinking he's on their side. Trump spoke for only about 10 minutes, and when he talked, he seemed to agree with everyone there. One source told Politico he runs a good meeting, but he doesn't know anything. It was like a CEO with his subordinates. No, it wasn't. He's less like a CEO and more like a mall Santa.
A bike? Sure. Train set? No problem. I'm not real. You guessed it.
But it isn't just the fact that Trump doesn't know anything that has made this bill so unpopular. There's also the fact that it betrays virtually everything he campaigned on.
It is quite literally a massive tax cut for the wealthy, paid for by taking health care away from millions of people. Just to put in real terms how backwards this bill is, households with incomes above $1 million a year would get annual tax cuts averaging more than $50,000 apiece, worth more than the cost of continuing Medicaid expansion coverage for 8 people. Just think about that. Just to give one household a $50,000 tax cut, you have to kick 8 people off Medicaid. That's just, what's the word?
Wrong.
This health care bill is cruel and vicious, which shouldn't be surprising because it is coming from a president who is cruel and vicious, as evidenced by his tweets today attacking Morning Joe's Mika Brzezinski. Trump, an old-school misogynist, tweeted that Joe and Mika came to Mar-a-Lago 3 nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. Said no to what? Your meds? Trump's Twitter rants have gone from confusing... His Twitter rants have gone from confusing to, Mommy, why is the man on the subway yelling so loud and where are his underpants? Yet Republican leadership continues to put up with it because if they do, they could trade your health care for tax cuts. To the likes of Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, Donald Trump's presidency is a filet mignon steak with a little piece of on it. And they're willing to ignore that to get the steak, but it's become clear that it's actually a giant piece of with a little bit of steak on it. And their attitude seems to be, well, we're already at the restaurant. This has been a closer look.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Checking out Saturday's scoreboard. The Dodgers blanked the Padres in San Diego 8-0. Boston bested Toronto 7-1. Detroit 7, Cleveland 4. Texas stomped all over the White Sox 10-4. Kansas City topped the Minnesota Twins 11-6. The Giants were 2-1 winners in Pittsburgh. That's a surprise anytime the Giants win a game. I'm from San Francisco. Tampa Bay 10-3 victors over the Orioles. The Braves beat the, how can I put this? They beat the lowly A's in Oakland 4-3. The Mets rolled over the Phils 7-6. Reds were 5-3 winners in Chicago over the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee, an 8-4 winner over Minnesota. And, of course, Houston, 7-6 over those lovely New York Yankees. And the Cardinals, 2-1 winners over the Nationals. We close it out with Cleveland, a 4-1 victor over the Tigers in Detroit, Motown. Zach Attack, how was your week, my brother?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Pretty good. You know, we got LeVar Ball here today. Of course, LeVar Ball is never short on words, is he?
No, he was on WWE recently.
He's making the rounds, man. There's no doubt about it. The guy is hot. He's really hot. And you know what? He may be the best agent ever. I know he's got 3 great sons, this and that. But, man, if I had a dad like that, you know, I think I could be a loser and make money.
Yeah, he's good at promoting. I mean, a lot of people dislike him, but he definitely gets you talking about his sons.
So we're talking about the Ball sons in the next segment here on Sports Overnight America. Open phone lines around the planet. Hit me up, baby. I dare you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. But if you're going to sound like a fool, don't call because I'll flush you. But here's what's up. I got the No Guilt Drunk text line just for my folks on the Johnny Taco line. That's right. The No Guilt, No Fault Drunk text line. 415-275-1613. 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live from the city by the bay. Sports Overnight America, Johnny Taco and his all-stars.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Up. Now it's up to you. We can make a secret rendezvous. Just me and you. I'll show you loving like you never knew.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
One thing is for certain. When I leave Miami, Florida, October 23rd, and, of course, take off for Cuba and the Bahamas on the WBO convention, of course, it's a cruise ship. We're leaving Miami October 23rd, the World Boxing Organization, their 30th Annual Congress Convention. We're making it special this year. We're not going to Budapest. We're not going to Colombia. We're not going to Puerto Rico. We're not going to Mexico City. We're not going to Vegas or Florida. No, we're going to Cuba and the Bahamas on a cruise ship. And guess what, sports fans? You can go with us if you'd like. That's right. There'll be a certain amount of champions. There are still some spots available on the ship for people that they'd like to go. Of course, there'll be some world champions, some WBO champions, but Manny Pacquiao will not be one of those champions. Anyway, if you'd like to attend this cruise with us, of course, we leave Monday the 23rd, October 23rd, out of Miami, and we come back on the following Friday. So the bottom line is there's 4 days of, you know, traveling around the Caribbean, having a good time with some great people. Look up WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. That's the WBO Boxing website, of course, and they've got their reservations. As far as the trip to Cuba is concerned, I think your plans have to be set in stone by August the 6th to get your good rates and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, WBOboxing.com. Now, the WBO president, when I called him, he was asleep, and now I realize why. I'm talking about Francisco Valcarcel, but he was down under in Australia, of course, for Manny Pacquiao's defense of the WBO welterweight 147-pound title against unheralded Jeff Horn. And Jeff Horn, Jeff wins.
Yeah, did you see that fight? Because he won officially.
Did he win on the scorecards? Did he win in your mind?
I didn't think that he won. I was kind of shocked. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
You know what happened. We have boxing in somebody's hometown.
Yeah, and I mean, Jeff Horn was doing a lot of holding. He's clamping Manny's head down a lot, and I don't think he would have gotten away with that anywhere but his hometown. I don't know. I mean, through the first, like, eight rounds, I thought Pacquiao had won, like, 6-2. So I don't know how Horn won that. And one of the scorecards is 117-111.
Well, what do you – I mean, here's what's up. You go down under. He went down under to get paid, to make some money, have a good payday. He thought against an unheralded guy. Guess what? The judges were stacked against him, or the judges thought that Horn had won the fight. I mean, 117-111 was the one scorecard. The other scorecards were 115-113, which means 7-5 in rounds. The CBS sports card had it 114-114 or a draw. So, I mean, the fight was close. It wasn't a 117-111 fight. But let's be honest. Emmanuel Pacquiao, 38 years old, going on 90, no longer, able to take Flintstone vitamins like we thought in the past. He isn't knocking anybody dead. He's 38 years old, going on 90, man. Why don't you just retire him and let him go be president of the Philippines?
Yeah, I thought that he looked pretty bad in this fight, honestly. I mean, he was winning the rounds, I thought. And if you look at the punch shots, I know we can't always go off that, but Pacquiao outlanded him by, like, double the punches.
In some books, Manny Pacquiao was a 10-1 favorite here.
Yeah, he didn't look good. Mostly, like, he still had his hand speed, but his legs just looked shot. He was, you know, I thought that he was, like, maybe waiting and preserving himself for later in the fight, but that never really came. You didn't see that same, like, in-and-out style from Pacquiao where he's jumping in and out really quick. Look, he was just kind of flat-footed most of the night.
I think that ever since they took away the suspicion of Flintstone vitamins, when they started looking real close into him, all of a sudden, he was knocking out guys like Margarito and Miguel Cotto. I'll never forget what he told me. We're sitting in Cartagena, Colombia, Zach, side by side, sitting by the pool, having a cocktail. He's got the most beautiful wife in the world. And in Colombia, Colombia has the most beautiful women pound for pound in the entire world. Only Miguel Cotto could bring a more beautiful woman to Colombia than all the women in Colombia, and that was his wife. Anyway, so he and I are sitting ringside, and I'm saying to him, poolside, and I said to him, you know, bro, what did you think about that little dude lighting you up like that? That's exactly the way I put it. What did you think about that little dude lighting you up like that? And he knew what I meant, little dude, because, you know, the guy started out fighting at 107, 108 pounds, Zach. You don't gain 40 pounds of muscle in boxing. It's just never been done before. Only Manny Pacquiao. Anyway, I mucked to Cotto, so I said, you think he was on something? He goes, you never know. He goes, you just never know. I said, you think Margarito had his gloves loaded when you fought him the first time? He said, yeah. I said, so two of your losses in your biggest fights might have been shenanigans or might have been some cheating involved? He said, that's the way I look at it. But Miguel Cotto also told me he was getting out of boxing before it was too late. And I think he stuck around way, way, way too long. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao going to run for president. He's a senator now. That's his future as a politician. He's done as a boxer, isn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, I get the feeling that Bob Arum kind of set this up. I hate to say that, but it just feels like, okay, there's 50,000 people in Australia. Could be a new market, you know?
No, it could be a new market. It is a new market. The UFC found that out. They went down there, put a couple of chicks on the card, and sold the arena out.
Yeah, so I think that they definitely had that in play, you know? I didn't see Pacquiao lose. And from the responses I've seen, it does not seem like people think that that was anything but a robbery.
No, they're calling it a stunning decision. Anytime they call it a stunning decision, it's stunning. Okay, let's move ahead. September the 16th, Gennady Golovkin, a slight favorite over Canelo Alvarez. And I guess you want to go with the undefeated Golovkin on that one, Zach Attack, Young Lee boxing expert.
Yeah, I just don't think that Canelo has fought, like, real middleweights, you know? And I know people talk about Golovkin's opposition, but what middleweight has he not fought what's, like, the middleweight boogeyman that he hasn't fought? Because I can't think of anybody. The only guy that he hasn't fought is, like, Billy Joe Saunders, and I don't think that that's much of a challenge there.
Okay, Zach, I'm throwing down, Zach. I'm taking Canelo. We're betting the Pepsi.
All right.
Well, I'm taking Canelo.
No, we got to bet one of those Mexican Cokes. Those are better anyway.
Yeah, all right. No doubt about that. Don't forget, folks, the WBO convention, the annual 30th annual WBO convention, the World Boxing Organization Gala. We leave Miami, Florida on a cruise ship. The convention is going to be on a cruise ship. We're going to Cuba and the Bahamas, and we'll check around the Caribbean, baby. Come with us. You can come with us. Reservations are available. Go to WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. Join us for the 30th annual convention. Some WBO champions were there. I guess Manny Pacquiao might take his retired butt there. I mean, now that he's just a center and no longer WBO champion, he just might make the scene. Last year, it was Terrence Crawford. Some great fighters in the house all the time. Don't forget the WBO convention going down October 23rd on a cruise ship, leaving Miami for Cuba. Check it out, WBOboxing.com. I am the Taco Man. Next up, we hear from LeVar Bell and his great sons. Or are they great? Maybe the greatest of all time. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Cameron Diaz is developing a movie that would take place in the world of Major League Baseball, and she wants her boyfriend, Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, to star in it. You can read my review for the film in Norm MacDonald's Suicide Note. Our top story in a surprise move last week. The defense rested in the Barry Bonds steroid case without calling a single witness. Barry Bonds did not even present a defense. Man, that guy has big balls, doesn't he? Wait, maybe that was his defense. Of course, ingenious. A heart-stopping charge on the back nine at Augusta National on Sunday propelled unknown golfer Charles Schwartzel to win the Masters. After the win, Charles Schwartzel said, "Charles Schwartzel? Who the hell is Charles Schwartzel?" Congratulations, though, goes out to Charles Schwartzel. Earlier in the week, golf legend Tom Watson took a quick break during a packed practice round at Augusta and was spotted peeing in the bushes. "Thanks for waking me up," said a urine-soaked John Daly.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
"You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here."
"Yeah."
Taco Man opens up the phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Andre in Denver asks, "What's happening in the studio?" What do you mean by that, "what's happening in the studio"? We're doing radio, baby, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Now, it's time to talk about the Ball brothers. Of course, Lonzo Ball, LeVar Ball. What can I say? The Ball brothers. LaAngelo, LaMelo, of course, the father's the best mouth I've ever heard, of course, in the world of sports, talking about promoting his kids. But guess what? His kids, like Muhammad Ali said, you know, or like my mother used to say, "It ain't bragging, baby, when you're telling the truth."
"Call us the Big Ballers Pit.
You guys play,
everybody do that shit.
You guys play some mean games of horse here, I bet, huh?"
"Horse? We got to get down with the real nitty gritty.
Yeah, the whole thing?
We get the nitty gritty.
21?
21, that's too easy.
Too easy?
Let's go to first 1-7.
First 1-7?
Yes.
But just one-on-one, though.
1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3,
yeah,
1-on-3.
You have, like, other kids in the neighborhood play that roll in?
You see all these people over here?
Is there, like, a chart? Is there, like, a...
Ain't no chart needed. Everybody know who the champ is. Everybody know who want to test the champ. The Ball boys are my three sons. Most dominating basketball players ever to be raised.
That's what I say when I come on stage. Close
to
the middle.
Closer than that. We got some big chess up in here. Well, if you're going to play my boys, you better be ready for a battle. I made them from day one to be the baddest suckers out there. And that's what they are until somebody defeats them. And like I said, even then, we're coming back for more. But I think the best thing to do is run and hide and stay away from the dark side. Them Ball boys over there waiting and debating on how we're going to whoop that ass. You know what? A lot of people ask me, do they live up to my expectations? It ain't about living up to my expectations. It's about living up to their own expectations. I don't push my boys. I just lead them. I explain to my boys, and let's say you have a job, and you work 9 to 5, but you come in at 7, and you leave at 8, but you're not getting the job done. You're a hell of a guy, but with the production, you got to go. You got to go. And that's just how it is in life. I'm trying to figure out where the 20 years went. It seemed like I was just sitting down, coming after a game when they were little. We all went to dinner and eat. We're doing the same thing today. After Lonzo or Jello or Melo has a big game or something like that, we go out to eat and talk about it. It's just like when they were 4 and 5 years old, the same thing. And then you look up, Lonzo's finna be a pro. Jello's finna go to UCLA. Melo's finna be a junior in high school. I'm like, man, where did all this time go? But it's fun, man. It's fun. You know what? That basketball is a hell of a product. Me playing basketball when I was younger, meet my wife, she played basketball. And to go on this journey with my boys, you know what? We're so closely knit. We don't even know we're doing it because it's just like getting up and brushing your teeth. It's just something that we do. Like I told my boys, when everything is done, you're going to look in that room, and the only person going to be in there is family, whether it be a couple of brothers or not. But all them friends and all them other people that jump on board ain't going to be there. It's just going to be family.
LeVar Ball, of course, now 48 years old. Of course, the father of the three Ball sons, there's no doubt about it. He is a great talker, but he's played his bit of sports as well, of course, formerly with the, how can I put this? Well, the London Monarchs. Is that enough for you? The bottom line is he's played for the London Monarchs. I mean, who are the London Monarchs, Zach?
I believe that's the NFL Europe team, right?
Exactly. That's the best he ever got going. He wasn't even a basketball player, per se. But he talks a good game for his kids. And you know what? Let's be honest, Zach. He motivates his kids. His kids none of the three kids have gotten any trouble at all, have they?
No, I mean, they've done really well. I mean, to get into UCLA and all that is pretty impressive. That's, you know, that's a good university. And not only that, but I mean, Lonzo Ball, as much as a lot of times the stuff this guy says kind of makes people turn against the kids, when you look at Lonzo Ball, it's like he broke Jason Kidd's record for the most assists in the Pac-12 by a freshman.
Well, I mean, and could it be that one of the brothers scored 93 points in a game? I mean, Jesus, I don't want to use the word Jesus in vain here, but good Christ, man, that's 93 points. He's got three kids that are headed to the NBA, and we'll hear him dog one of his kids in just a bit here. Of course, we're talking about LaVar Ball.
I want to talk about the forgotten Ball brother, LiAngelo. Last week, LaVar said some nonsense that needs to be addressed. Not his normal, run-of-the-mill nonsense. He made a statement that really disappointed me. I've always been a big fan of LaVar, not because of his antics, but because of his love and support for his sons. Sure, he is loud and obnoxious and annoying and hypocritical, but all of that aside, you have to admit the guy's a great father. He's supportive, he's involved, and he's proud of his children. In all honesty, he gasses them up and I love it. We all need someone like that in our lives to give us confidence when everyone else is full of doubt. But last week, LaVar said something that kind of changed the way I see the man. LaVar said he doesn't think his middle son, LiAngelo, will make it to the NBA. The same guy that says he's better than Michael Jordan. The same guy that says Lonzo is already the best player in the NBA and that LaMelo should skip college and just go straight to the NBA has the nerve to say that his middle son won't even make it to the league? Some people see this statement as LaVar coming to his senses and just being honest, but I don't, because he's still in the news every single day saying ridiculous things. What LaVar said about his middle son is just sad and disrespectful. He hypes himself up more than his own child, but not all of them, just one. The Ball family has made appearances all over television and the internet, and in almost every single one, you will see LaVar, Lonzo, LaMelo, but no LiAngelo. And the craziest thing about LaVar's statement is there's honestly no legitimacy behind it. It would be different if LiAngelo was clearly the least talented of the three, but that's just not the case. If you've ever watched a Chino Hills basketball game, and not a highlight reel of the game, but the actual game footage, you would know that LiAngelo is a more well-rounded player than LaMelo is. LiAngelo averaged 34 points last year. 34 points! He was in the top 10 in the nation in scoring, in one of the hardest leagues in the country. And even with all those shots LaMelo was putting up, he still managed to average just 27. Lonzo is on a different level, so I won't make that comparison, but as far as scoring, shooting, decision-making, rebounding, post-up ability, and efficiency, Jello is a lot better than Melo. Jello is also 2 inches taller and has 60 pounds on LaMelo. Now, I have 8 siblings, 2 of which, my brothers Elijah and Gabe, are 2 and 3 years older than me. We all did sports year-round, and we were all very, very competitive. But regardless of who was better or who had the brightest future, you would never, ever hear a parent just come out and say it. Whether a parent feels their child is capable of achieving something or not, they should never share that doubt with their children, let alone the whole world, especially when they treat their other children like royalty. I don't know their relationship. Maybe LaVar has the closest relationship with Jello, and that's why he feels he can be so honest with him, but I honestly don't think that's it. What's even funnier about LaVar's statement is that in an earlier interview, he said LiAngelo is built just like he was in high school and has the same exact game. So LaVar, the man who claims he could have beaten Michael Jordan in his prime, says his son, who has the same exact play style and build, won't even make it to the NBA? I've always thought a lot of the crazy, unbelievable things LaVar has said about his sons was just his way of supporting and encouraging them. But now I'm starting to think, is this really just a ploy to help his brand and improve his image? When he felt LiAngelo was an asset to him, he could have sworn the kid was going to be an NBA MVP one day. But now that LiAngelo may not be the player he thought he was, Jello is no longer valuable to him. He's no longer worth gassing up. I really don't get it. Maybe I'm looking into this far too much. Maybe LaVar was just being honest for once. I hope Jello works harder than ever at UCLA, proves everyone wrong, and gets drafted. Then let's see how fast his father switches sides once again. And as always, until next time.
GQ Magazine, of course, they do something with Keith Olbermann as well, but that was a great, great put together, of course, on LaVar Ball and the Ball brothers. Now, straight up, who is the best of the Ball brothers, Zachary?
Right now, you'd have to go with Lonzo, but honestly, all of them are really talented. LaMelo probably has the most potential, But I definitely think that LiAngelo could make it in the NBA. I've seen what that guy was talking about with the Chino Hills games. But I don't think LeVar is serious about that. I think he's just trying to motivate his son. That's all. I don't think he really thinks that he's not going to make it.
I don't think so either. I think he's a great motivating factor. But here's what's up. There was something that came out of that piece. I don't know if you heard it or not, but I've never seen interviews with any of the Ball brothers. I mean, it's sort of like they're like Howard Hughes. I mean, you don't know who they are to an extent.
I've seen some, but yeah, I haven't seen as many with LiAngelo. I've seen some with Lonzo. I've seen a couple with LaMelo. But yeah, LiAngelo hasn't gotten as much of the spotlight as the other two, I don't think.
Okay, so when the kid signed with the Lakers, of course, they have come to a contract agreement, of course, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're talking about, Magic was saying, I hope your jersey will be in the rafters one day and all that.
Okay, well, hopefully Magic does as well. LeBron James signed a new deal as well this week?
As far as I know, he hasn't.
See, LeBron was saying that Curry should be getting like $400 million. I thought LeBron was trying to negotiate a deal for himself. In other words, if Curry's worth $400 million, guess what? I think that LeBron's worth a little bit more than Curry right now, so I would put LeBron's stock just maybe a little bit older, of course, but put stock value just a little bit higher. So I thought he was pricing himself up there in the $500 million range, but he's talking about Curry making $400 million. Curry's not worth that kind of money, is he? I mean,
if you think about it, if these owners have like billions of dollars, then their star players probably are worth that much, because what would the owners be without star players?
Okay, you got a point there. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I don't know. Owners, I'm enamored with the fact that the Warriors, of course, won their second world championship in the last couple of years, and we're all hot and happy about that, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, right now, they're the best team in basketball. God's team, I was calling them ever since Kevin Durant signed, okay? That's a given. But these other teams now, you know, I don't think the NBA is going to be giving the Warriors any favors anymore as far as, like, you know, like maybe allowing them to sign Kevin Durant. I mean, because, you know, they cemented this dynasty. They already had a dynasty in the making before Durant, but with Durant, it's a dynasty of certainty. I think so. I don't think they're going to lose for a long, long time. I mean, I can see that team they're putting on the field, on the floor right now, I can see that team winning another 2-3 titles straight, Zach. They are that good.
Yeah, definitely. And something interesting that I was just reading is Joe Lacob bought the Lakers, or he bought the Warriors in 2010 for $450 million. Now they're worth $2.6 billion. So yeah. Talking about that, you know, I mean, the stars are worth a lot. And when you got a team like this, like you said, that's probably going to win a couple more championships, I think that elevates that even more.
Zach, what about the USC folks paying $4.2 billion? Wasn't that the deal of the year or not?
Not really. I'd say the Warriors are probably worth more than the UFC.
You're tuned to Johnny Talk on his All-Stars. This is Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And I'm going to slow this down. This is the drunk, guilt-free text line all across America. We're the only network show live all around the world. Straight up, check this out. The drunk text line, no guilt. Just let me know what you're talking, thinking about. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The guilt-free drunk text line right here on the Johnny Taco Show. I am live from the city by the bay, Taco Man Radio.
Green finds Curry. Open three. Puts it in. Curry, another three. Got it. Boosler for 10, and Curry. Oh, my goodness. From about 5 feet beyond the arc, Bogut with the block. Green back to Curry. Bang! Curry again. Back out Curry. Curry for three. It's good.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Works for me.
The clothes she wear, her sexy ways, make a old man wish for younger days. Yeah, yeah. She knows she's built and knows how to please. Show no strong man to his knees, 'cause she's a big house.
Tired?
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
If I can't teach you one way, I'll teach you another. But I'm going to get the job done.
One of my favorite gigs was working Motown. Of course, I want to say hello to the people in Detroit, WCAR 1090 AM. Of course, Motown, Joe Louis Arena, Cobo Hall, the Pontiac Superdome. I got to work all those gigs. It was just so cool. And Pittsburgh, PA, of course, Pittsburgh, the Steel City, home of Paul Spadafore. Didn't I do a world title fight of his back in Pittsburgh? I believe I did. WWCS, that's 540 AM in Pittsburgh. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. 1 hour to go. Open phone lines all around the world. They are toll-free, meaning it won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Then there is the drunk-free, the guilt-free drunk text line. You can text us if you're drunk. You don't want to sound like a fool on the radio. I understand. 415-275-1613. That's the no guilt drunk text line. 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two.